G'day punters, welcome back to the AFL Line season 2017. We've had another week off. Luckily for me, I managed to turn my form around somewhat, but still a bloody long way to go to get back into positive figures. But you're flying along still, big fella.
Yeah, it's going all right at the moment. You know, title's doing the right thing by me as a general rule. Sydney kicking a truckload of behinds for the total on Friday night definitely helped.
That certainly did help. I think it's probably... Well, I've been thinking about it quite a bit because obviously you're very statistically based in the outcomes that you're predicting, and with the competition being a lot closer this year, it probably does actually hold those stats in better stead. As ridiculous as that might sound to true statisticians, because the test pool's only really the course of the season with the current crop of teams, but. The fact that it seems to be the underdogs are playing a little bit tighter, and which has probably helped the Lions play a bit lower as well. I think
close games are good for the under. As a general rule, because the games tighten up in the last 10 minutes.
Yeah,
they rarely go 2 goals aside or 3 goals aside. They don't. Close games rarely turn into fourth quarter shootouts.
Well, I would say the bulk of your winning bets this year have been under totals.
Yep.
Yeah. No, it's good stuff. Kick us off.
All right, on Friday night, we're at the MCG for Melbourne and Sydney. Near enough a pick 'em. D's laying a couple of points depending on where you're shopping. Total points line, high 170s.
Interesting game, this one, because obviously the D's are coming off probably the best win they've had in a decade.
Winning
over in Perth for the first time in even longer than that. Last gasp win, but it did come at a cost. Their injury toll is increasing. There was a few whispers that Hogan might get up. I've been told today that he definitely won't play. So they're probably running a little bit thin, and one thing Melbourne do lack a little bit is depth. Sydney, on the flip side of that, are pretty well injury free at the moment, and I think McVay may even be coming back in this week. So they're pretty much at full steam. Last gasp win against Essendon. That
should never have gotten to that though, and they were 4 goals up late third quarter, and they should have been 8 goals up.
Yeah. Oh, inaccuracy really made that made that an interesting spectacle, but Sydney should have comfortably won that game. For mine, even though it is in Melbourne and Sydney's track record there isn't great, I am going to lay the very small minus. I think Sydney will probably win this one by 2 or 3 goals, potentially more than that if they get a bit of a run on and kick straight. The D's, for mine, as good as they're going, they just have a few too many injuries to win 5 in a row in what is a very tight competition. And I like the under. I'll listen to a little bit of what you say before I commit to it.
Supporting your endeavours there, recent head-to-head history, Sydney have won the last couple, including one at the MCG by decent spaces. So if I was going to play the line, I'd be Sydney, but I'm not. I'm going to play the under. 5 of the last 6 head-to-head have gone 175 or less. The last 2, both below 140, including one last year that didn't make 120, even though it's sort of the start of the Simon Goodwin era. And for most of the season, Melbourne were playing more expansive footy. Sydney just clamped them.
Yeah.
And they're starting to play that style. They're starting to play your sort of... the style that you would expect Sydney to play.
Mm.
This is sort of a genuine finals-like game. Sydney need to win these ones to work their way back into the 8.
Well, I guess that is what sort of... that's on the table for them, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, the start that Sydney have had,
pretty
much every game is a final for them.
Yeah.
They can't afford to make too many mistakes from now on.
And especially those other sides around the edge of the 8.
Yeah.
They've got to win those ones. If they win those ones, they could drop one somewhere and get away with it. But
You've convinced me. I'm going to play the under as well.
I'm not going to play the line, but I'm going to have the under. I think high 170s is pretty generous.
Yep.
We move to Saturday afternoon. We're at the Docklands for the Western Bulldogs and the Eagles. Dogs laying about 2.5 goals. Total points line, low 170s.
Dogs have... well, both teams kicked 100 points last week. Dogs just got up. Eagles just went down. Almost 100 points anyway. They kicked 200 between them. The Dogs seem to have found a little bit of spark in attack. I'm not sure exactly where that's come from, if they've just got a bit of a renewed verve about them. And we know that the Eagles' scoring power and what that's like. We expect Kennedy to come back into the side for them this week, which only stiffens them up in the forward half. And they're a different proposition with that bloke in the team, as good as he is. So I think Etihad game, whether the roost open or closed, I think 170 is probably low for a day game, so I'm going to play the over.
Yeah, this is a no bet game for me. Ordinarily, that'd be a pretty low number at Etihad. I'm a little worried about the recent head-to-head history, which are significantly lower scores than this, albeit a couple of them were at Subi in the evening. Dogs trend a decent amount to the under at Etihad. Really no idea what to do with the line. It felt about right to me. I can't really place the dogs yet. And
no, and obviously
how well they're
Eagles,
going.
Eagles away.
Yeah, Eagles away, you'd be inclined to lay the points, but I don't trust the dogs enough. I don't trust the side that nearly dropped to North Melbourne.
Yeah, yeah. If the bookies are fair dinkum and this game was played in Perth, the Eagles probably open about, they probably have to give up about four goals.
Yeah.
Because they're easily a six goal worst team on the road.
Yeah.
But they still have scoring.
Yeah, players. And if it was that sort of line at Subi, I'd probably be walking away as well.
Yeah, that's right.
So I think this one's a pretty easy lay down. We move to the second of the Saturday afternoon games. We're at the MCG for Carlton and Adelaide. Blues getting about four goals. Total points line, mid-170s.
Yeah, again, look, there's a lot to like about the way the Blues are going about it. They ran into a pretty good opposition last week in Richmond, down to 21 men very early when Lamb was knocked out by a vicious...
The best bloke that ever lived, apparently.
Yeah, the best bloke that ever lived had some sort of crowbar, an iron bar, as a description, stuck up his jumper because he laid him out. He was out before he hit the ground. That's you don't see that too often in that type of scenario, especially if you're just brushing a bloke off. But anyway, we'll leave that to the tribunal. Adelaide will be obviously disappointed after going down to the Hawks in a game that they should have won. As well as Hawthorn played, the Crows shouldn't be dropping games to teams in the bottom four if they're a genuine premiership contender. So for mine, I do think Carlton will put up a good fight, but Adelaide with that bit of motivation to come out and maybe just put on a bit of a romp after being disappointed.
They need a statement game, don't they?
They do. They have been disappointing for probably the better part of a month.
Mm.
So they do need that statement game, and probably too many variables in this one for me, so I'm going to jump off.
Yeah, this is an easy lay down for me as well. Normally four goals at home, I couldn't possibly lay that, but Crows need something here, and Carlton don't have a huge number of points in them, so they wouldn't need to kick a huge score to win by four goals. I think all four options, both at the line and both against the total, are in play here, and this is a pretty easy lay down. Saturday twilight, we're up at the Gold Coast Metricon Stadium for the Suns and North. Suns laying about half a goal, total points line around the 190 mark.
Well, it's probably... I don't want to spend too much time on this one, to be honest.
These two can beat it.
Yeah, North. It's a bit of an indictment on North Melbourne that they're giving, that they're getting a start.
Well, it's an indictment on Gold Coast that they're barely laying points against a 4-9 side on the road.
Yeah,
Both sets of fans should feel insulted.
They're both just going, only just going.
Yep. There's nothing here. Unless you'll get a lot of self-loathing come early Saturday evening if you bet this game. Possibly even if you win.
There's
just feel dirty afterwards.
Well, if you bet it, then that insinuates that you're prepared to watch it, and I'm not.
We'll move straight on to Saturday night. A far more interesting game. We're up at Spotless Stadium for GWS and Geelong. Giants laying a little over three goals. Total points line, mid-170s.
Should be a great game to watch. I think they've got most of the options here just about right. I'm not convinced GWS deserve to jump three goal favourites. Most likely no Selwood. That decision won't be made until game day.
But they'll have 22. Which will be an improvement on that.
They will have 22. Just on that, I mean, if Selwood does play, obviously, he's a tough footballer and all that those other bits and pieces. But he copped a hell of a knock last week. And if the AFL are fair dinkum about the concussion rule as it stands, this should be your poster boy game where someone puts the foot down and says, you're not allowed to play this week.
Yep.
And then it just becomes mandatory. If you get knocked out, you have the next week off.
Yep.
And that becomes a base rule. Doesn't matter who you are, how good you are, that's where it's got to stand. Otherwise, you have this sort of James McManus type scenario just around the corner, and nobody wants that. So, look, intrigued in this one. I think GWS need to win this game again. Like, it's, I guess it's because they're such a young club, and the finals not something that we've seen a great deal out of them, and they are the flag favourites, but it seems like they're on audition every week, doesn't it? Again, especially against quality opposition. So very interested in the result, but not going to bet this one.
Cats plus here for me. Geelong don't jump underdogs terribly often. Across the last season and a half, it's only happened four times. They've covered every time. Giants don't have a great record when they're laying that sort of 3 to 5 goal margin. Both the recent head-to-head games have gone to the home side, but by less than 3 goals.
Yep.
And if you took out the Lions' win last Saturday, the last time G-Dub won a game by 3 goals or more was round 5 against Sydney. They've been winning, but they've been finding a way to scramble across the line.
Yep.
Cats are a really good side, and I have to take 3 and a bit goals.
This is probably, not that I will, but this probably is one of those games where you could find a value bet for either side under 15.5.
Near
enough $3 or something along those lines.
This
really fits that mould where you're not quite sure exactly what's going to happen, but
you can't really see it's
going to be close one way or the other.
Second of the Saturday night games, another interesting game. Why couldn't one of these been on in the bloody twilight instead of Gold Coast, North Melbourne? We're at the Adelaide Oval for Port Adelaide and Richmond, much like GWS. Port laying a tick over 3 goals, total points line mid-160s.
Two good teams in good form, both, which is something that I probably didn't expect from either of these units, but both ranking very highly on the defensive side of things. I think they might actually be currently 1 and 2 in the competition for points conceded across the course of the season, which probably does, I guess, throw its hat in the ring for it to be a low-scoring doer type of affair. But
the total's already been found at that low to mid-160s.
It has, hasn't it? And it's just, that in itself is probably just enough to not nip into that total, but I'll tell you what, in the mid-160s, it's very enticing, the over in this game, because both teams have shown that they have scoring power, and it may be, these games can go one of two ways. It's going to be all right. Who can over-restrict, can out-restrict the other team, or we flip the switch and we say, right, let's just defense out the window and let's just have a good old-fashioned shootout. I certainly hope it's the latter, because they're bloody good games of footy to watch, but I wouldn't be surprised, with quite a bit on the line, both teams vying for top four, whether if it's just a real lockdown type setup. So just enough doubt there for me.
Yeah, I'm in the same camp. No bet here for me. Probably the key point of distinction between me not taking the Tigers plus, whereas I took the Cats plus in the previous game, last couple head-to-head, Port have got the number of Richmond, and indeed the last three both ways have been 2 blowouts to Port and 1 to Richmond. All of those scores have been 152 or below. I really don't. They can both score, and low 160s, unless it's raining, there ain't a lot of space there. And you end up cheering for really shit footy.
It's
I end up on the under a lot, and I end up usually flicking the channel over, because
it's probably
I don't,
a miserable bastard.
I don't want to watch footy.
You're cheering for no fun, mate. Come on.
I'm watching games that I don't bet on, which means I can bet this one. So, no good.
Perfect.
First of the Sunday afternoon games, we're at the Docklands Etihad Stadium for Essendon and Brisbane. Bombers laying about 7.5 goals, total points line around the 200 mark.
Yeah, not a great deal to get excited about here. The only potential option, I think, is probably the under in this game. And if it is an unders game, it's going to be 120 to 50. So that probably brings the line into play, but you're never really comfortable laying 7 goals plus in any sort of environment. So, hopefully Brisbane can bring a decent game of footy and make a contest out of it, but Essendon probably pretty comfortably. Yeah. So,
All of Brisbane's losses on the road this year have been between 5 and 9 goals. So pricing this up at sort of 7.5 is pretty much bang on par. There's nothing about this looked enticing when I did it. A lot of junk time. Bombers just need the win and to get through injury free.
Take the $1.10.
Not much to be seen here, I don't think. Second of the Saturday afternoon games are at the MCG for Hawthorn and Collingwood. Again, near enough at Pickham. Collingwood laying a couple of points depending on where you're shopping. Total points line high 170s.
Yeah, it should be hopefully a good game of football. The last one was a ripper. Hawthorn jumped the Pies early, and then they Pies pulled themselves back in and got what in the end was a really remarkable win coming from where they did. So kudos to them. I just hope it's a good game of football. I'm not too sure. I think again this is another one of those games where the bookies have probably just about got it right. I think potentially an under is maybe something you could look at in this game, with both sides probably struggling a little bit more on the offensive side of the game this year. We know the issues the Pies have had in their forward line, and certainly the Hawks haven't been firing on all cylinders in that regard either. So that's probably about the only way you'd have a look. But other than that, should be a pretty tight one. So no bet for me.
Yeah, nothing here for me either. Interestingly, both these sides in the last season and a half, horrible records as favourites. Between them, they've covered 11 of their last 40 as favourites, and they have covered 20 of their last 32 as underdogs. So if it was two goals either way, I'd just happily take the points, irrespective of which side that is.
Yeah.
Given that it's near enough bugger all points, that just says this is priced pretty much bang on, and there's nothing to be seen here. Last game of the weekend, it's the twilight game in the Eastern Seaboard, but a 2:40 start over in the West. Fremantle hosting St Kilda. Another game that's near enough at Pickham. Dockers laying a couple of points depending on where you're shopping. Total points line, high 160s.
We'll probably go to bed early on Sunday, I think.
There's a Gold Coast North Melbourne sort of feel to this game with two marginally better sides.
Yeah,
look, Saints in the race for the eight.
It has the potential to be a good game of football, albeit, I mean, when we say good, it has the potential to be a close, hard-fought game of football. I don't imagine it's going to be setting the world on fire from a skill or from a spectacle basis. But, oh, God. imagine being a Fremantle supporter or a St Kilda supporter. Oh, my God. You'd pack it up. You'd have to pack it up.
Well, you could have said the same thing last year about the Dogs pre-premiership. They found a way.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. If either of these teams win the flag this year, I'll pay your mortgage. I'll pay your mortgage off. There you go.
Not going to that is literally a bet to nothing, because I didn't have to stake anything there.
Well, you have.
If it doesn't happen.
If either of them win, you give me the house. No, I don't know.
Total of two bets.
This is what they've led us to. We're talking absolute gibberish. Fremantle and St Kilda, fuck off.
Nothing here for me either. I've got a total of two this week. I've got the under in the Melbourne-Sydney game and Cats at the plus.
Three for me. I've got Swans at a very small minus and the under in the same game. And over on Saturday afternoon, Western Bulldogs and the Eagles.
There we go. Good luck and good punting, folks.